I hear you.
Okay, so this is Rav Shai Schechter. He's gracing our night seder in Mishmar. Thank you very much, Rav Shai. And it's all yours.
What can I tell you, Josh? It's really an honor to be with you and to be a part of this incredible, absolutely inspiring Kiddush Hashem. Thank you for inviting me, Josh. And thank you, everybody, for including me in this really amazing Kiddush Hashem that you guys have. It's really inspiring to me. You have a chevra in Cornell University dedicating time to learn so late at night, going against the culture in which they live in. And I want to tell you that the Divrei Torah I'm going to share with you tonight are going to be short, don't worry, but it's really a response to the tremendous dedication that you guys have. And I want to begin. The Medrash Tanchuma writes a very fascinating thing. We all know that there were two different sets of luchos. There was the luchos rishonos and the luchos shnios. The luchos rishonos did not last, they were broken, but the luchos shnios did last. Those had an everlasting nature. That is what stayed with us forever. So the Medrash Tanchuma writes a very interesting idea. Mipnei ma nishtabru luchos rishonos. Why is it that the first luchos were actually broken? What's the reason? Says the Medrash, mipnei sheshalta behem ayin hara. Because they were given in such pomp and circumstance, with so much fanfare, with such a spectacle when they were given, that there was an ayin hara, so to speak, that was evoked in those luchos rishonos. And since there was an ayin hara, therefore they were destroyed. However, says the Medrash that when Hashem came to give the luchos shnios, when Hashem decided to give Klal Yisrael a second chance, so then Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein lecha yafe min hatznius. The greatest thing a person can possibly do is to be a tzanua, to be humble, to be private, that things should be in a quiet fashion. And therefore Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesal lecha, I want you to make the luchos privately, on your own. And I don't want it to be with as much pomp and fanfare. It shouldn't be as ceremonial as the first luchos that were given. So the question that obviously a person has to think about is, didn't Hashem know that there's a concept of ayin hara? Was he not aware that ayin hara is something that's scary, something that's dangerous? So if in fact he knows that there's an issue of ayin hara, why is it that he took that chance on the giving of the luchos rishonos and he actually gave them in such an extravagant fashion, in so much ceremonial background that was given by the luchos rishonos? Why did he do so? If he knew that they would be destroyed due to the ayin hara, what was the point of doing so? So this is the question by the great Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro, as we know, is the one who started the Daf Yomi, but he also has a lot of beautiful ideas when it comes to different parshios on Chumash. So this is a question that he proposes on last week's parsha. Says Rav Meir Shapiro as follows. We say at the end of every Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, we recite Havdalah. And if you look in the Nusach of the Havdalah, we say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh lechol, ben Or lechoshech, u ben Yisrael la'amin. Three different Havdalahs, three different separations that we describe in the Nusach of Havdalah that we say on Matzah Shabbos. And the problem that Rav Meir Shapiro is bothered with is the following. The three Havdalahs that we describe here are not quite the same. The difference between Or and Choshech, right? That's a difference, that's a distinction that's extremely obvious, it's very pronounced, it's glaring, it's indisputable. Even the animals see the difference and understand the difference between day and night, between light and darkness. Okay, so that's one difference. But then we have the separation between Kodesh and Chol. We have the separation between that which is holy and that which is not as holy, which only a sensitive soul can really appreciate. Not everybody can appreciate the difference between Kodesh and Chol. One has to be of a very special nature to actually understand that, as we find by Avraham Avinu. He goes to do the Akedah, and Avraham Avinu says that he sees something in the distance, Vayar es hamakom merachok, but the people who were traveling with him were not as sensitive as he was to Kedusha. They were not able to understand and appreciate the very holy sight that they were coming across. Similarly, in the opening pasuk of Sefer Vayikra, as we'll see in a few weeks, the pasuk says, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Vayidaber elav me'ol moed lemar. Hashem calls to Moshe Rabbeinu and he speaks to him. So Rashi is bothered, what do you mean he calls to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there a way to call to someone without everyone around them hearing? What do you think? He was whispering? Don't we know it says, Kol Hashem shover arazim? that Hashem's voice is booming, Hashem's voice is powerful. So what does it mean that Hashem called to Moshe Rabbeinu? And the Mefarshim explain that it means that Hashem spoke out loud like he always does, but Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was sensitive enough to actually appreciate the voice of Hashem. Yes, Vayikra al Moshe, but it's not that he whispered in Moshe Rabbeinu's ear. He spoke out loud, just Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was able to hear it. And that's what we find in many different instances, that the difference between Kodesh and Chol is a difference that's very subtle, it's very faint, it's elusive, and it's not so easy for people to actually understand and appreciate that distinction. So as for Meir Shapiro, we have in Havdalah three different separations. The difference between Kodesh and Chol, the difference between Or and Choshech. But those two differences are very different from each other. So what is the separation between Yisrael La'amim supposed to look like? Are we supposed to be a obvious and glaring difference and distinction between us and the rest of the world? The same way there's a difference between Or and Choshech? Or is our difference between Yisrael La'amim only supposed to be like the one between Kodesh and Chol? One which you have to have a very sensitive soul to appreciate and to see and understand. But that is the question, and that's something that's not really clear. Says R' Meir Shapiro, it's for this reason that the Luchos Rishonos were given with the fanfare and with the ceremonial nature in which they were given. Says R' Meir Shapiro, because the time of Kabbalah Satorah, the time of the giving of the Luchos Rishonos, was really meant to be a Bechiras Yisrael. It was meant to be the opportunity that Hashem chose Klal Yisrael over the rest of the nations of the world. And therefore, says R' Meir Shapiro, that was done in a circumstance, in a way that was so ceremonial because he wanted to show us that from here on in, Klal Yisrael, the separation between you and the rest of the world, is not meant to be something, just a private, little, sensitive separation like the one between Kodesh and Chol. No! It's supposed to be one that's with pomp and circumstance. It's supposed to be one that's most obvious and glaring, like the difference between Kodesh and like the difference between Or and Choshech. Yes, you're right that there was an Ayin Hara, and yes, you're right, Hashem knew that the Luchos were going to be destroyed, but it was worth it. Because to teach Klal Yisrael the importance of Bechiras Yisrael, to teach them the importance of how different they have to be, and the most obvious difference that they have to lead their lives in, that is what the Luchos Rishonos were all about. So, it's an interesting story that I'm reminded of. How long do we have, Josh?
How long do you want to go for?
Okay, so we'll go another couple of minutes. It's late, and everyone can go to sleep soon, but I just want to close with a very beautiful story. There are three Hasidim who are fighting about whose Rebbe is more chashuv than the other. So each one says, well, you really want to prove that your Rebbe is so chashuv? You know what? You better bring a mufis. You better tell us a miracle that your Rebbe did. Okay. So they start, the first chassid said, you know what guys, I'm going to tell you something about my Rebbe. You can all laugh, it's a funny story, but you'll see, it's meaningful. So there's a very beautiful idea here. The first chassid says to his friends, you know what, I'm going to show you guys that my Rebbe is the most chashuv of them all. So they say, okay, let's hear. So he says, you know, he was once traveling on the road with all his gabayim and with all the misharsim and everything. He was on his horse and buggy, obviously. And all of a sudden it starts pouring and raining, snowing outside. And the Rebbe is stuck. The horse isn't able to move. So the Rebbe gets out, pulls out his shtender, he starts to daven, and all of a sudden it's snow to the right, snow to the left, and it's clear in the middle. And he keeps traveling. Wow, these guys are shocked. They can't believe it. Second one says, you know what, that's nothing. Let me tell you, my Rebbe is a lot more chashuv than yours. Let me tell you the great miracle that my Rebbe did. One day he was traveling, and all of a sudden it gets dark outside. It's shkia, it's nighttime. So he gets out, obviously the horse traveled in the dark, so he gets out and he starts to daven, and all of a sudden it's dark to the right, it's dark to the left, and it's light in the middle, they keep traveling. Psh, sounds amazing. So then the third chassid gets up, he has to outdo the first two, and he says, you know what, I'll tell you a story, you guys aren't going to believe this one. My Rebbe was once traveling, it was 5 minutes to Shabbos, and obviously you're not allowed to travel on Shabbos, so what's he going to do? So he gets out and he starts to daven, and all of a sudden it's Shabbos to the right, it's Shabbos to the left, and it's Chol in the middle. So he continues to travel. So this is the story that they say about the three Rebbes. But the truth is, the greatest miracle of them all is the Rebbe and the Jew who is able to figure out how to live in a world which is Chol to the right, Chol to the left, and make Shabbos in the middle. That's really the greatest miracle that anyone can ever do. And that's something that I'm really inspired by what goes on here at Cornell. It's something incredible that you guys can figure out how to have chol to the right, chol to the left, and figure out how to have a night seder, how to have a kodesh in the middle. It's really incredible. That's really what Bechiras Yisrael is all about. That's what the Luchas Rishonos are all about. Yes, they were destroyed, but what's the idea, what's the message of the Luchas Rishonos? The idea is that we have to live as Jews, we have to figure out how to take Kedusha and infuse it in between, amidst all the chol that goes on around us, amidst everything that's happening. We have to figure out how to make a Shvil HaKodesh in the middle, how to figure out how to make a Kedusha-filled Jew, a beautiful lifestyle that we live, and pave that road right in between all the chol that surrounds us. Thanks again for inviting me, and I hope that once again we'll have this great opportunity to share some Torah with each other.